for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, April the 18th, 1987. Deliverance service, Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers. The Passover weekend teaching and deliverance a camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
We have to come and take that place of authority in the name of Jesus, according to Galatians 3:13, so that we can come out from underneath those curses and have the authority in the name of Jesus to be set free and be healed or delivered or whatever is needed in the area of our lives. I read, in the areas that I read here, there's every known disease, because he says, in those that are not known. So every known disease, because he says it's a curse. And so the Lord has given us through Jesus the authority in his name to break the curse. And then he's given us through Jesus the authority of the whipping post and his stripes to speak healing to the physical body. And in Jesus' name, command the body to be healed in the name of Jesus and to restore itself. He's given us that authority. And the iniquities, Jesus bore our iniquities, that we can come out from under our iniquities as we apply and appropriate his blood and the word of the Lord to our life. So, we have the word of the Lord. It is written that we can be set free. So, pretty soon, I'm going to come back and we're going to apply the word of the Lord to our lives, set us free from the curses and the bondages that we're under because of our own sins or the sins that we're not even aware of our ancestors. Now, this is not Catholicism. You cannot forgive your ancestors' sins for your ancestor. That's forever settled between them and God if they're dead. If they're still living, then there's an opportunity for them to confess their sins if they need to, if they haven't, to confess their sins and accept the Lord. But we do have the right to come and take Galatians 3:13 and break the curse of our ancestral sins from my life. I can't do anything for them, but I can do it for me and my family. And that is not Catholicism. Catholicism teaches that we can pray for the sins of our ancestors and they'll be set free from it. I do not believe that because I can find no scriptural teaching for that. So I want that very plainly understood so that somebody can't go away from here and say that I was praying for the sins of dead people. That it's very possible people can take and twist things. So I try to be very explicit so that you understand and you can't go say, because there's enough said about this place and about deliverance and all without something being said that is twisted. Amen. Sister Twyla Fox knows enough about what's been said about being said about being twisted. And so does everybody else that the Lord's using and moving through today. The media and everybody else tries to take everything and make it and twist it and turn it so that it has a different meaning from, even though you said it, they take what you say and add or change a word and make it mean absolutely opposite of what you said. So we have to be very careful so that we're very clear and explicit and so that we can't be misunderstood. Irma?
Yeah, in case you didn't quite get, I think Glenn made it very plain, don't you? The Word of God is written very plain, but I'm going to reiterate something in the 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians. I'm going to start down at the 11th verse, and I may go backwards up so you try and follow me. Now, all these things, this is talking about the children of Israel, Moses, all these things happened unto them for ensamples or examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Are we at the end of the age? So all these things written in the Old Testament are for our admonition. I imagine if the children of Israel would resurrect and come back and take a look at the church, the overall church, they would say, how can those people do the things they are doing? And you read the book of Deuteronomy and you say, how could those children of Israel do what they're doing, what they did? Dancing around a golden calf and idolatry and taken up with ways of the heathen. The Bible says you don't do that. And yet, do we do that? Of course. Why, of course. And the church is... I'll never forget, I don't know how many years ago, how we got interested in reading the book of Deuteronomy and Exodus and well, all of the first five books of the Bible especially, but we went... Our daughter-in-law was a policewoman on the vice squad in Los Angeles. And there were a lot of Christian policemen, especially Catholic Christian policemen that had gotten the Holy Spirit. And out in the San Fernando Valley where we lived, there was a policeman's home opened up for a prayer group. And our daughter-in-law heard about it and told us, and our son, all of us used to go. And the lady, the policeman's wife, taught from the book of Deuteronomy out of the Douay Bible, the Catholic Bible. I don't know if you've ever read it or not, but it makes things very clear. And I had never been taught in Assemblies of God in all the years I went to read much in the Old Testament. And we got interested in the Old Testament. And it's all good. Amos is good. Joel is good. Micah is good. Joel is right up to date today. Well, anyway, these children of Israel were our example. So if you've got somebody as your example, you should be reading and studying about them and see what they did so you won't do the same thing. Is that right? Okay. Okay, go back up now. One verse, and they murmured. I'm not going to take time to read all this because we do need time to pray. They murmured. Do we murmur? And they were destroyed by the destroyer. Do you think the destroyer's out to get us? Sure he is. They tempted God, Christ. Let us not tempt Christ. We've done that. Let us not commit fornication. Do we have any fornication in the church today? Well, come on, do we?
Yeah.
You know what spiritual fornication is, don't you? Going to fortune tellers and getting involved in sorcery, that's spiritual fornication. And we have plenty of natural, too. Don't think we don't. Idolaters, idolizing preachers, idolizing tapes, idolizing books, idolizing this, idolizing that, children, all these things people idolize. We've all been guilty. All these were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things. Do you think we have any lust? Oh, yeah, lust of the world, lust of the eye. But many of these, it says in the verse 5, they were overthrown in the wilderness. They didn't make it in, did they, to the promised land? Hardly anybody made it in, did they, of the ones that came out of Egypt? Hardly any of them. Two, Joshua and Caleb, that's a pretty small percentage. Now, what we're trying to do is make it to Zion, aren't we? Isn't that what we're trying to do? Is that where we want to go? Well, that's where I want to go, up to Zion, the high place, that full anointing, the total anointing. That's where I want to go. Now, let's look at Galatians 5:19. And it talks about all these things that we won't inherit the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is established without observation. Isn't it? The Bible says that. It comes without observation. And Satan's kingdom is established often in us when we're born without observation. We just think that's the way we're supposed to be. That's our personality. That's our life. That's the way we are. That's the way we were made. Not always. Not always, see. It says here, the works of the flesh. Now, people say, well, that's just the flesh. Well, that's where the enemy lives, in our flesh, in the flesh part. Not in the spirit man, of course not. Adultery, that's very prominent in God's people today. Fornication, there's hardly anybody that we pray for, really, when it comes down to brass tacks, that they haven't been involved in either the occult, which is fornication, adultery, or natural. And it isn't anything to be ashamed of unless you keep it. If you repent and get delivered of it, that's wonderful. And we pray for so many people, and usually, immediately, we forget. They can tell me almost anything, and I hardly ever remember, and I hardly ever write anything down. Uncleanness. Now, all these things are going to keep you out of the kingdom. And this is serious business. This is serious business. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Immorality. Lewdness. Pornography. Some people think it doesn't matter at all if they look at pornography in their own home. It does matter. It matters to God and it'll matter to your spiritual life. Idolatry. We touched on that. Witchcraft. That's rebellion. I tell you, there's so much rebellion in all of us yet that we need to keep repenting over rebellion, which is witchcraft. Hatred. Hate. Hate. Variances. I cover that back there in that book on preparation for entering the kingdom. We've got to get rid of all these things. Emulations. Wrath, strife, seditions, disagreeing, variances, heresies. We have many heresies that's been put in our minds and our subconscious will crop out every once in a while. It'll just come out. It's things we've always heard were true. It's not biblical, but we think it is. Envy, that will kill you. I told you that yesterday morning. Envy will kill you. It'll give you cancer of the liver. And I believe you me, they call envy the green-eyed monster, and he is. You get something wrong with your liver, you're going to turn green. You know that? Envy will eat you up. Wrath. Wait a minute here. Murders. Abortion. Abortion is murder. Giving somebody a murderous look. Have you ever had people look at you like they wanted to kill you? Hating your brother. A lot of people just hate their brother and their family. You know, they just hate them. That's murder. Drunkenness. Drinking a little something or other, you know. We were telling somebody yesterday about this man that came. He was a salesman, sort of a high-flying, big-shot salesman. The cheapest thing he sold was $25,000 item, and he sold lots of them. And he happened to come here really by chance. We used to have the bookstore uptown, a Bible bookstore, because our offices were, we didn't have anything here. When we came here 13 years ago, there was nothing. We had to rent a building uptown. It was happened to be a bookstore, an old bookstore, and had all the fixtures in there. And so this man, we established the bookstore, and this man came in one day, and our sales girl told him he's telling about getting born again, I believe he'd had the Holy Spirit, and she told him about a meeting we was having out here. So he came out, and afterwards he stayed behind, which all of us have done. We like to talk personally, you know. He said, I have a drinking problem yet, even though I'm saved and have the Holy Spirit. I still have a drinking problem. Well, a lot of people have drinking problems in the body of Christ, and they condone it, or they don't know what to do about it, and they're ashamed of it. So we began to pray, and each kind of liquor, I don't know anything much about liquor. I went to one Episcopalian church, High Mass, with three different services that Derek Prince was preaching in, and Corey de Madeira once. And they had wine at each three services when they served communion. And by the time I took communion the third time, I had a headache. So I don't know why anybody would ever want to drink the stuff or even serve it at communion. But anyway, this man, these spirits began to operate and manifest and call themselves their names. You know, first was whiskey, I think, and then vermouth and rum and every kind of liquor. And each one of them would manifest, and they would come out. No, we were just, really, the anointing was upon us, and he wanted to get rid of it. If you really want to get delivered, really want to get rid of it, they'll want to leave on their own. They're too embarrassed to stay in most of the time. Anyway, we got down, and we thought we had them all. I think we may have written them down someplace. And then we said, well, let's praise the Lord, because the minute you're delivered, you've got a big vacuum in here. You've got all these spaces in here where these things have lived. And you need to get filled with the Spirit again in those areas. Then you'll be stronger in the Lord. So we started asking to praise the Lord and began to speak in tongues. And he did, and all of a sudden his face contorted. Terrible. And we said, uh-oh, there's something else in there. And we said, who are you? It said, I'm only the baby. I'm just a wee one. I don't hurt him. I've been here a long time, and I don't want to leave. This is my home. And it may have said, I can't remember if it said, I've been here since he was 3 years old. And we said, who are you? In the name of Jesus, give us your name. And it said, my name is Moonshine. He was the strong man. He came in and he brought all of his friends in. When that kid was 3 years old, his dad, they were on a fishing trip, and they lived up in northern Arkansas, and they had this home brew or whatever it is in a jug. And this kid was real thirsty. You know, when children are thirsty, they're thirsty. So he wanted to drink out of this jug. So his dad let him have a drink. And that's when that moonshine spirit came in, and then it gradually brought in all the others until it was an uncontrollable, he was an uncontrollable alcoholic. Because he traveled, he lived in the big hotels a lot, and the bar was there, and he would be tempted. It's pretty good wisdom to stay away from bars if you've ever been an alcoholic. Just stay away from, avoid them. Avoid all appearance of evil. Well, I didn't mean to get out on that. But anyway, it's talking about drunkenness and revelings, that's parties, and such like. This opens up a lot of different things, of the which I've told you before, as I tell you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, is that plain or not plain? That's in the New Testament, isn't it? Now, if we want to enter the kingdom of God, which the kingdom of God is being established within us, and we don't want to die in the wilderness, then we better start looking into all these things. And I went into quite a bit of study from dictionaries and different things, so I spelled out all the immolations and all these things that we don't use those words all the time. It's back there in that little dollar book, and it would pay you to get it, because you can go over it and pray over each one of these things, especially, well, all of us need it. We have to turn over every rock and cranny to find these little foxes that spoil our vines. And I was also thinking, the Lord remind me of this elderly couple that were so godly and precious in our church, and they had a son and his wife that we were friendly, and well, and then a daughter and her husband, all the relatives. We were very friendly with the family. And he was getting old and up in years, and he got real sick. And all the time on his deathbed, he was demanding whiskey and liquor. When he was a young man, he used to drink a lot. And see, that got him, got left that root in there. Even though he was saved and he was able to control it, that thing was still in there. Derek Prince tells about his son-in-law who was dying of cancer. And he would call Derek to the bed and say, "Get that old man away from the end of my bed. He's dressed in rags and he's filthy dirty." And Derek prayed about it because he didn't know exactly what it was. And all of a sudden the Lord said to him, "That's the spirit of poverty." This man was a top engineer, made big, big money, and never had a dime. Always out of money, had nothing to show for it, for his family and his wife and children. And Derek and Lydia were always helping him out, even though he made big money. He had a spirit of poverty on him. And that spirit will come on you if you don't pay your tithes. That's one big thing. If you're going to rob God, you'll rob anybody. So if you're not paying your tithes, you need to get on your knees, ask the Lord to forgive you for stealing, and from this day forth, begin to pay him. Because it's imperative that we obey. Now, we've had some wonderful services upstairs, and this one little Sister Snow gave her testimony today about a terrible sickness she had, and it really lasted off and on for 7 years, and she went to death's door. She had cancer, and she had various other things, went to 48 pounds. And she says it was because of disobedience. Where is she? Oh, did she have to go? Well, anyway, we made a tape back here of her testimony because many women were wanting it. It was a very tremendous testimony. Didn't you enjoy it, ladies? Yeah. And a lot of people want it, so you can get it back there from Patty. But disobedience, our disobedience, we don't want to obey, do we? We don't want to obey the words of the Lord. We'll do everything we can to get around it because of the enemy that's in us. Now, I was born with a curse on me that I didn't know what to call it, and I didn't ever hear about a curse until a deliverance man from the state of Washington came to Los Angeles. And how we ever found out about that meeting, I will never know, in that great big city with millions of people. But a friend of mine found out about it, and we went. And this man came for a week's meeting in an old, what I'd call a rat hole hotel, really bad old hotel downtown L.A., needed all kinds of repairs. And he came there, and he taught deliverance. I had never seen anything like him in my life. And I'd been to lots of meetings since 1932, and all Pentecostal meetings and Holy Roller meetings and all those tent meetings and all that kind of stuff. I had never seen anything like this man, moving in the spirit, calling out evil spirits, They're screaming out at him from the audience. And there wasn't all that big a crowd. There wasn't near about as many as this on this side. And all of us were dumbfounded, mouths wide open. We just couldn't believe all the things we were seeing. And I was scared of him. Now, I know now the reason I feared him is because my demons feared him. I would never go up to get prayed for. And Glenn taped that meeting. It lasted 7 weeks. And I would never go up to get prayed for. But one day after the meeting was all over, I wanted deliverance, but I was afraid. That fear had plagued me. And he came to our house, and he called, and he said, "The meeting's over. The Lord shows me to pray for 5 couples, and I want you to, he said, I'd like to come to your house and pray for you and your husband, if that's all right." I said, "Oh, fine," because, boy, that was easy on your pride, you know, letting them come to your house. You didn't have to get up in front and let everybody see how demonic you really were. But the one thing I'm going to talk about, he said, he started to pray for me, and all kinds of things roared out of me, and I felt wonderful. But he said, "You have a curse of death on you." I'd never heard of any curses at that time. Never heard of them. And he said, you were born with a curse of death on you. Well, I knew with 3-day measles, I'd go to death's door. Whooping cough, all the children's diseases, I would go to death's door. My brother would never be very sick. You know, 3-day measles, you shouldn't even have to go to bed, really. And I'd be in bed and sick and terrible and all kinds of things. And so my mother once told me that my grandmother was angry when she found out my mother was pregnant. And really threw a fit because my mother was an only child, and she and I had a brother 2 years old, and she didn't want my mother having any more children. And say, they said the day I was born, she stomped her feet and said, "I hope this child dies," and put a curse of death on me. And that was on me for all those years. I was probably, how old then, 40? In my 40s before I found out the cause. And then we later found out, I told the girls upstairs, about the occult. Now, going to fortune tellers, getting involved in all kinds of the cults will put a curse on you by God. By God. You say, "Oh, no, God wouldn't do that." Oh, yes, he will. It's for our disobedience. See, we are cursed because we are disobedient to the word. You say, "Well, I didn't know it." Well, I know. But we had plenty of Bibles at our house. I could have read the Bible more, you know. So many of us are under many curses. There are all kinds of curses. We have a book back there by Brother Bell, and I think he's got listed. I brought it up here. I think he's got listed some 75 curses that the Bible calls out. It'd be very good. He's got a scripture for everyone. Necromancing. If you've ever been a Catholic and prayed to dead saints, you have a curse on you because you're praying to the dead. I know that's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pray to Mary. All of that brings a curse on you. All kinds of sexual perversion and all of that all comes from the occult and a curse that we have on us. All of that. Disobedience to God's voice, to God's commandments. Touching God's anointed. It's very easy to make terrible, slandering remarks about anointed ministries. Many people do that. Even the angels never made any accusation against Satan, did they? All they said was, "The Lord rebuke you." See, Satan was the anointed cherub. Now, Brother Pittman covers that back there in that covert war. Very good about how we so glibly slander ministries, and we have to watch that. All kinds of perversions of all kinds of diseases, all kinds of, we're going to read about the diseases, insanity. Now, I was a supervisor at Lockheed Missiles, a big shot, you know. Yeah, at Lockheed Missiles, I was invited to come from 103,000 employees of Lockheed over to the missile division when you couldn't even say missile out loud, it was so secret, and I was the 50th person. And, of course, I thought I was pretty good. Well, I did work hard. And so one day, I had had a very serious operation, and about a year later, I came up mentally sick, totally insane. I was thinking about Sister Dr. Fox. I came up totally insane. They had to put me in a mental hospital. Of course, the doctor said, well, her brain works at triple speed, and it's gone so fast, and it's tired, and it just shut off. See, we didn't know about demons in those days. That was 1957. So I stayed in there, and I stayed in there, and I didn't know what I was doing, and they gave me so many shock treatments that I didn't have one brain left in my head. They told Glenn, she's a vegetable. She'll always be a vegetable. She'll never get any better. And they gave, the first three, they gave me sodium pentothal. After that, they just came in with their UCLA experimental doctors and just turned on electricity, and it was horrible. And Glenn would not receive that. However, we didn't know about demons, but he called the church to fasting and prayer. And now maybe some of you think I still belong in a mental hospital, you know. But praise the Lord. He told the people, anybody interested, to come upstairs. There wasn't, of that great big church, there was not very too many people too interested. But they came, some of them came up, especially the elderly women, the intercessors, came up. And they started to pray for me. That was on Sunday, and on Monday they started to pray. And they would come to the church to pray. And they kept the prayer going Monday, Tuesday. Of course, I didn't know nothing, so I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know I had a husband, to tell you the truth. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all of a sudden I wake up. I just woke up out of this terrible stupor, and I saw nurses, and I thought I'd been in another car accident. And the nurses said, no, you are tired. And I said, well, I'm not tired. I bounced out of bed. I'm always a good getter-upper in the morning, and I bounced out of bed, and I went in the bathroom. My hair was out about like this. And I looked at myself, and I thought, what in the world? Where am I? And I saw all these people, you know, and none, I didn't look very good at all, and there were a lot of them that looked like me or worse, and I didn't know where I was. But you see, my mother had been to a fortune teller, but I didn't know that. She was a good minister's wife. When she was 17, she went to fortune teller. My grandmother used to go to fortune tellers. My great-grandmother came from Germany, read palms and tea leaves, and went to fortune tellers. But see, I didn't know all that. I didn't know all that until Derek Prince told us, you're both under the power of a fortune teller. I said, I don't want to be. I said, I've never been to one. I said, I admit I've read a few horoscopes. I've done a few other things, had handwriting analysis and all this stuff. But he said, well, it's coming through your mother and your mothers, both of our mothers. Well, come to find out, I'm not going to go through it all, but my husband's mother admitted that she'd been to a fortune teller when she was 17. And my mother had been to one when she was 17. We found that out. So that, but when he prayed for me, it was like a net or a tent lifted off of me, and I could see better, think better, hear better, and everything. But doing those things will drive you insane, or it'll drive you to sexual perversion, or it'll drive you to drugs, or it'll drive you and drive you. And there's a lot of other things, ESP, soul travel. All this stuff will drive you and drive you and drive you. And see, I had a driving spirit because I was constantly working. I supervised two shifts, typing for the scientist and the physicist and all that very difficult typing. And I had just overworked, and when you do that, Satan attacks you. But I'm not good. But here, I want to read just a few symptoms. We got a little track back there that's 10 cents, and it's really very good. The symptoms are depression. A lot of people say, I'm depressed or gloomy. Indifference, irresponsible. You know, there's so many irresponsible people. Unpredictable behavior, delusions. They get all kinds of dreams, and they think they're of God, and they go off on a tangent. Uncontrollable passions and appetites, overeating, gluttony. All this comes under the occult. Delusions, uncontrollable sexual perversions, enslavement to drugs and alcohol, tobacco, compulsive eating. All of this is under the occult. And there's all kinds of scriptures in here. I won't take time to read them. Uncontrollable temper and hate, psychopathic tendencies, chronic fear, anxieties, nervousness, neurotic behavior, feeling of inadequacy, self-pity, abnormal desire for attention, extremely negative personality, compulsions, Lying, stealing, gambling, obsessions, fear of dying, acute jealousy, thoughts of self-destruction, suicide. Most everybody have had that. Thank the Lord we have all came out of that, and I hope we don't have those thoughts anymore, but if we do, we need prayer. Psychic experiences, ESP, all kinds of seeing apparitions, hearing voices. This is very common in the majority of people that we pray for. They're plagued with some of this. Indifference to reading the scripture. How many people read down through the Bible and they can't remember a word they've read? Let me get through. See? It's coming through the occult. Doubts, difficulty in exercising faith, and so on and so forth. Hatred of the blood. Abnormal loud talking or loudness and muttering. Glazed eyes. All of this. You need to get this and read it. And divorce. The occult is one of the main things that cause divorce. And church splits. One of the main things. Satan loves to mess up our lives with divorce. And it's so prevalent now, and people really condone it. Jesus never. Read the book of Matthew. He didn't condone divorce, did he? No. No, he didn't. So today, after I've read all those symptoms and all those things, we did have a man that was head of the covenants. He came out here one day, and he wanted, he feigned that he wanted deliverance. I'm sure the enemy sent him. The enemy sends lots of people that wears you down. But, of course, you try to pray and help everybody you can. But he said, you know me. You're standing in the middle of the floor, and I came down from upstairs. He says, you know me. He whirled around. He was reading these scriptures or something. He whirled around. He said, you know me. I said, well, sir, if I do, I don't know who you are. So he told me. He said, I'm head of the covens here in Hot Springs. I said, oh. I said, well, we don't believe in those. He said, well, I came out here for prayer. So I took him upstairs. We had a minister and his wife staying up in the apartment. They just come to visit, and Glenn was in Little Rock, so we went up there, and we began to pray for him. And his eyes bulged way out of his head, and all kinds of grimaces on his face, and that didn't rattle our cages too much. But all of a sudden, he just stopped, and he says, I'm going to take you back to your past life. I said, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Trying to feign reincarnation, you know. The minute something like this happens, you've got to stop it right at the gate, right then. Don't let it get into your mind, even. He said, no, you don't. You can be very brazen and brave about it. You don't have to. And we prayed for him some more. And he came back to the services. He'd always get up on the front seat and try to get up to the microphone at every service. But finally... No, and he would get the weakest people on this campground, the weakest people that really didn't know if they believed in deliverance or not, and he would give them things. One time they gave a girl a gray suede coat. Yes. And they gave the same couple a dog. And we've been praying for these kids. They had come here from Indiana or someplace, and they were, the man had been in prison, and you know, within a week or two, they left. Overnight. They just left. See, that coat, these articles, holds powers in them. We think this is some kind of African hocus pocus. It isn't. It's right here in America in Hot Springs. And many, many cases we've had, and I'm not going to go into it anymore, but after what I've spoken today, after Glenn, what he's spoken, do any of you believe that you have evil spirits or that you have curses on you? Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Be honest and be brave. You don't have to namby-pamby about it. Honesty before the Lord is the greatest thing to get you delivered. Forgiving others is another thing. If you can't forgive other people, you're not going to get it. Jesus said, I'll send the tormentors, and he won't forgive, he says. Well, we can pray our lungs out. It's not going to help if you don't forgive, because Jesus is not going to hear you. Let's pray. Now, repentance is not out of style. We have to repent of all these things. We have to repent of what we've been visited down upon us from our forefathers and ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse us. And the Lord says whoever calls on the name of the Lord is going to get delivered. That's in Joel 2. Let's pray. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We are a needy people. We want to move into the kingdom. We want to go to Zion. We want deliverance, Lord. When we ask you, you said you won't give us a serpent. And today we're asking for deliverance. We're asking for forgiveness for everything we've been involved in the occult line, for all these things that's been visited upon us because of our disobedience. We admit that we've been disobedient. We haven't read your word. We haven't studied your word. We've leaned on the arm of flesh. And your word says you'll put a curse on us if we lean on others all the time. Lord, we want to get it for ourselves. We ask you to help us. We ask for the blood of Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit that's hovering over us today. Applying it. Applying the blood on these nests in us where we've sinned. We ask you to wash these sins away. We're sorry that we haven't forgiven others. We're sorry for delving into all the mind control spirits or sins. Lord, of being even inquisitive about it. Lord, forgive us. And we thank you, Lord, for your precious blood and your word that says whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, we call on you now. Deliver each one of us. Deliver us from illnesses and sicknesses and all of these things that will come upon us.
All of these things that will come upon us.
We want your blessings.
We want your blessings.
Now let the blood just flow down over you. Now it's much easier to put both feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Because casting out in the dictionary means, first meaning is to vomit. You know that? It says believers will cast out evil spirits, doesn't it? First meaning in the dictionary of cast out means to vomit, to breathe out, or give a quick jerk.
That's Webster.
And it's very, Jesus made everything simple, didn't he? That's so simple we miss it. These are black areas of breath or spirit. Spirit is breath. The Holy Spirit comes as wind or breath, and the evil spirits come in that way too. Most of them come through our mouth and our tongues. Get us into lots of trouble, but the Lord's going to deliver you now. You don't have to pray now. We've prayed, haven't we? We ask. He said, you'll receive. And Glenn's going to start calling these out now.
Father, I come as a priest over this congregation this afternoon and take authority over all the curses of the ancestral lines. For your word, it is written that Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to bear the curses. In the authority of your word, I take authority over all the curses of the ancestral lines that we're not even aware of, may never be aware of, but I take that place of authority, and I break their power and dominion,
Jesus.
And I put the blood of Jesus there to cleanse these areas of their lives, where they've been bound by ancestral curses, in incest or fortune-telling or whatever it may be. I take authority over those curses in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I break the dominion and power off of these people and off of myself.
Yes.
And I set us free from them. Satan, you have no rights. I take your rights away. I bind you to the day of judgment. All these evil spirits, I take authority over them in the name of Jesus, and I bind you to the day of judgment. And I ask for Father to send the angels of the Lord to take them and keep them until that day when Jesus shall judge them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come and I command these evil spirits to come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all you familiar spirits of sickness and disease that follow the family line down. I take authority over you. I bind your power and break your dominion.
Yes.
I loose you from these people.
In
I loose you from myself. I set us free from your powers. I command these evil spirits to come out. Familiar spirits of sickness and disease. Familiar
yes.
spirits
infirmities
of fortune telling.
Of
infirmities. Familiar spirits of sins of our ancestors through incest, adultery, fornication, whatever it might be.
Dream.
Whatever these areas are, I take authority over it and I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Fortune telling,
yes.
alcohol, drugs, I break these curses in Jesus' name.
Spirits,
Father, forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Lord, for indulging in any of these areas of our life that your word says is contrary to your word. Forgive us, Father, for not keeping your commandments and coming under the curses, Lord. Help us to understand what these are and help us to study to know that we show ourselves approved unto you, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I thank you for it, Father. Now, come out of these people. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of every one of us. You foul, unclean spirits.
Yes,
I bind
come out
you.
In Jesus
I break
name.
Your dominion. I
in
take
Jesus
your rights
name.
Away.
Come out.
I break, take your authority away.
Yes.
Loose
in
us.
Jesus'
loose
name.
Come out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
come
name.
Out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in
all
Jesus'
your
name.
All workers,
come on.
Feel
loose
free
us.
To get up and
loose God's people.
Yes.
Loose them. Come
loose
out.
Them.
The blood. The blood. The blood cleanses. The blood washes.
Loose
come
them
out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion.
Loose them from their cause.
Gene, get your. I break your dominion. I take your authority away. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on out.
Loose
come on.
Them from lesbianism and homosexuality
yes,
and sexual sins. Loose them from
sexual
these sins.
Sins.
In
I break
Jesus'
those powers
name.
Over
in
me.
Jesus'
Jesus
name. Come out.
Loose them. Come out.
In Jesus'
come out.
Name. Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
come
name. Come out.
Move.
In
come out.
In Jesus' name.
Come out. In the name of
passivity
Jesus. Take
and stoic spirits.
Take
come out
your rights
in Jesus
away,
Jesus' name.
Jesus is
passivity
Lord over us.
Spirits.
We take your
come
rights
out
away.
In Jesus' name.
We break your dominion. We take your authority away. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus
come on.
Is Lord.
Come on. Jesus is Lord over us.
Jesus
the blood of
is
Jesus
Lord.
Cleanses. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes.
Lord.
Come out. Come out in the
come
name
out.
Of the Lord. We
come
break
out,
your
Lord.
Power and dominion.
Come
we take
out.
Your rights away.
Jesus
Christ is Lord. We loose
Jesus
you from
name,
we break your power over in Jesus' name. We break your power over God's people. We loose you.
Come out of us in Jesus'
come on.
Name.
Come on, loose them. Come out in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name I bind you. I take authority over you. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out in
Jesus'
name. Come on, move. Move. Come out. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes us. The blood cleanses and washes.
Infirmity,
it takes your rights away.
Name.
You have no more rights here. Come on out.
Come
move.
Out
move. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Move. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Come on out. Suicide. Rejection. Fear. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come out.
Come out
in Jesus'
name.
Come on. Move. Stubbornness. Rebellion. Stubbornness. Rebellion. Spirit of drugs. Spirit of drugs. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. And any spirits of drugs or alcohol, I bind you. Alcohol in any form. Wine in any form, I bind you. Come out. Come out. Loose God's people and come out in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move. I break your dominion. Take your rights away. Come on, move. Move. Jesus is Lord. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes. The blood. We apply and appropriate the blood of Jesus to every area of our hearts and our lives. I apply and I appropriate the blood to the people of the Lord this afternoon. Come on. I break your dominion. Take your rights away. Come on. All you evil, foul spirits, come out. Come out. Homosexuality. Come out in Jesus' name. Uncleanness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. I take your rights away. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. Move. Move. Come on. Come on. I bind your dead judgment. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. You have to go. Jesus is Lord. You have to go. Come on. Spirits of infirmity. I loose you. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out. Come out. Inflammation. Extreme burning. Blasting, mildew, the botch of Egypt, emeralds, scab, itch, madness, blindness. Come on, spirits of infirmity, come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. I break the curse over God's people this afternoon. I thank you for the blood, Lord, to cleanse us and forgive us for not keeping your word. I thank you for it, Father, so we can be set free from these things. Come out. Astonishment of heart, plagues, sores, and sickness, diseases, trembling of the heart diseases, heart problems of every kind. I take authority over heart problems of every kind. Blockage of the heart, disease of the heart, problem with the heart valves, diseases of all kinds in the heart. I take authority over them. Blood diseases. I take authority over them this afternoon. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your dominion and power over God's people. I loose them from your authority. Come out. Spirits of infirmity, come out. Spirits of heart problems in any form, in any way, come out in Jesus' name. Failure of the eyes, eye problems. I come against eye problems of any type in amongst us in Jesus' name. Eye problems. The blood of Jesus cleanses of eye problems. By his stripes, I speak healing and restoration to us in Jesus' name. Sorrow of mind, broken bowels. Lord, forgive us of any broken bowels. Forgive us, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Spirits of witchcraft and sorcery. I bring that up before the Lord. I bind those powers in Jesus' name. Spirits of witchcraft or sorcery. I break that power over us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Witchcraft and sorcery. Star of David. Pentagon. pentagram, white magic, Italian horn, Egyptian ankh, Mexican sun god. Father, forgive us for having any of these things or associating with any of them. Forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us for it. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Horoscopes. Horoscopes. The occult. Voodoo. Witchcraft. Fortune telling. Necromancy. Father, I take authority over all these spirits and I command them to set your people free. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose your people. Loose them. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. The blood of Jesus. There's forgiveness and repentance through the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Okay, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep on coming out. Every demon who's, every curse that was broken, every demon associated with every one of these curses, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of dislike, hatred, murder, curse of the law, bless you spirits, incest, lesbians, necromancers, blasphemy, sodomy, oral and anal sex, slackness, deeper teachings, Irish shamrock hex, fertility, deceiving, adultery, disobedience, cursed objects, thievery, false swearing, the distal fig, eight-pointed star, eastern star, Mogan David, Masonic symbols, leprechaun staff, Egyptian sun god Ra, Buddhas, southern curses, prince of the occult, witchcraft curses, voodoo curses, occult curses, American Indian curses, charismatic witchcraft, horoscopes, rebellion, false prophets, seances, fortune-telling, non-productivity, personal poverty, misrepresentation, perversion of judgment, doubt, homosexuality, tulip, your lucky stars, friendship hex, hexagram, cabalistic magic symbol, Freemasonry, unicorn's horn, zodiac, crescent moon and star. Every spirit that came in through cursing, vexation, rebuke, destroying, perishing, consuming, groping, go all sore bunch of knees, legs, and whole body. Come out all spirits of overtaking, distress, plucked, chastisement, removed, not healed, astonishment, proverb, byword, want, besieged, straightness, evil. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all these evil spirits, we bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. The pestilence, consumption, fever, idol worship, bastard, wicked balances, graven images, pride, Catholic prayers, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All psychic prayers, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every demon that come in through cursed objects, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit that came in through cursed objects, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus. Come out, every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of princes, kings, and world rulers. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of paralysis in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all spirits of paralysis, all ruler demons. We command you to go in Jesus' name. But we bind your power and drive you out. Come out, all roots of infirmity, shame, and embarrassment. Troubled will and conflict, curse of Jezebel, acupuncture and acupressure, hypnotism and demonism, rebellion and idolatry, resentment and envy, vanity and pride, witchcraft and occult, Taoism and pantheism, grief, disobedience, curse of the law, envy and jealousness, reincarnation, astrology, psychic metaphysical healing, spiritualism or Christian science. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every disease found in the Bible, ague, blemish, broken-handed, canker, dwarf, flux, impotent, issue, leprosy, maim, pestilence, scurvy, withered, blains, blindness, broken-footed, crooked back, hemorrhoids, gangrene, infirmity, itch, lunacy, murrain, scab, sores, worms, boils, botch, bruises, dropsy, flat nose, halt, inflammation, lameness, madness, palsy, scald, wind, and wounds. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All functional diseases of the body, all emotional diseases, all spirits of body pain, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on up now to the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All pain. We come against all occult spirits. We come against all forbidden practices in the Bible. Come out, every spirit of enchantments, sorcery, charming, sacrifice to devils, rod became a serpent, graven images, doctrines of demons, heeding, seducing spirits, ate sacrifices of the dead, sold themselves to do evil, unfruitful works of darkness, witchcraft, divination, observer of times, worship of devils, wise men, passed through the fire, soothsaying, wizardry, astrology, stargazers, Chaldeans, dreamer, magic, necromancy, idolatry, false prophets, curious arts, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all spirits of fortune telling, palm reading, handwriting analysis, horoscope, crystal ball, Ouija boards, voodoo, cards, telepathy, pendulums, tea leaves, Kabbalah, astrology, fortune telling, stargazing, clairvoyance, clairaudience. Come out, all magic practices and spiritism. Mediums, necromancy, mental science, psychokinesis, table tipping, self-realization, witchcraft, charms, amulets, ink, portions, apparitions, burn charming, transdiagnosis, metaphysical healing, seances, spirit guides, water witching, telepathy, metaphysics, visions, good luck, talismans, birth signs, sorcery, automatic handwriting, Christian science, pendulum diagnosis, second sight, auras, dowsing, divining, trances, black magic, fetishes, mascots, spells, curses, poltergeist, spiritualism, yin-yang, levitation, self-hypnosis, superstition, white magic, runes, metals, incantations, apport, wart charming, psychic powers, acupuncture, powwow, ghosts, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all occult in general, ruler of witchcraft, marital arts, martial arts, snake, lust for dominance, open doors, Satan worship, female dominance, black arts, conjuration, prognostication, stubbornness, psychic portraits, great seal, calling evil spirits, baptism in witchcraft, death by hypnosis, third eye, mongoose, swan, wrappings on wall, multiply curses, yielding male, love knot, occult symbols, pass through the fire, parapsychology, macabre, alchemy, eye, Judai, third eye, judo, cat, lust for power, foundation, Jezebel, trance, devil's foot, serpent charmer, agar, yoga, phrenology, karate, kung fu, cobra, spider, black mass, Ahab, occult fears, Indian kachina, omens, rebellion, hearing voice, numerology, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all religious areas, we drive out demons of Jehovah's Witnesses, theosophy, Laid a hand, Baha'ism, unification, the process, the assembly, the way, Christian Delphinism, Gene Dixon, Ekinar, Freemasonry, Spiritual Frontiers Fellowship, Association for Research and Enlightenment, Religious Research Foundation of America, Christian Science, Urania, Unity, Unitarianism, Forever Family, Scientology, the Body, Spiritualism, Inner Peace Movement, Arthur Ford, Herbert Armstrong, Seventh-day Adventists, Rosicrucianism, Subud, Mormonism, Children of God, The Mission, Love Israel, The Farm, Swedenborgianism, Edgar Casey, Ruth Montgomery, Eastern Star, Mary Baker Eddy, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all ritualism, doctrinal obsession, fear of God, reincarnation, chanting, karma, yoga, lotus, bloodline, cult lies, deception, metaphysics, Holy Ghost fear, 666, formalism, seduction, fear of hell, demonic healing groups, charismatic witches, idol worship, fear of lost salvation, transcendental meditation, baptismal regeneration, Jesus only, psycho-cybernetics, legalism, doctrinal error, religiosity, astral projection, soul travel, incense, cult book reading, consecration, good works, predestination, jerking, Holy Ghost jerking, come out in the name of Jesus Christ, studying of the occult, cult control, evolution studying and teaching, Eastern religion interest and study, come out in Jesus' name.
Well, we'll stop for now. Pick up again another day. A different area. The Lord will... You're not talking through anything.
There's many people here today delivered of a curse of death. And you need to keep coming against it. Against death. All of us, the doctors all say you're dying little by little, you know. We don't have... We can reverse that. Reverse that death.
and choose life. Choose life in the name of Jesus.
The scripture guarantees a Christian 70 years. That's your guarantee. And if you die before 70 years, Satan has stole your life. And I believe that I can claim 120. I can't find any place where 120 is not the lifespan for today. 70 is our guarantee, and I find in my studies that 120 is what I'm entitled to. So we need to, if we have a right to stand and claim our life and take it away from Satan as we repent and come against these things that we have inherited or we've got ourselves into because of our own sicknesses and our things of disobedience to the Lord. So it takes repentance to live that way. And Satan's out to kill us and he'll try his best. So it's our job to live holy and righteous before the Lord, and then the Lord will fulfill his part of it. And he'll see, give us long life and health and strength as we live for him. Let's stand and praise and worship the Lord and fill all these areas of your temple with the Holy Ghost. That's been vacated, so there's no place for anything to come back to. Amen.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. At the cross, here I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, here I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.